Good morning, everybody. I want to ask you a very simple question. Are you ready? What's your dad's name?
Jay.
I just want his first name. That's all I want. What's your dad's name? It's Dad. No, I know. Do you know your dad's name? Kevin? Is that right? What's your dad's name? Right. What's your dad's name? Okay, let's ask some of these people. What's your dad's name? There's the actual Nathan we just heard. What's your dad's name? John. And your dad's name?
Charles.
Okay. So we've got all these dad's names. All of us have parents, and God blesses us with parents. But I want us to know something. The Bible says that everybody here has the same father. What? So sometimes people say, well, you must be talking about God, and God is our father. That's true. But the Bible actually says that all of us have an earthly father. And come, that's always a good guess, but that's not exactly what I'm talking about. Are you ready? That's why I'm talking about this. You guys can learn this. The Bible says that very long ago, there was a man who heard the word of God, and he believed it, and God considered that to be righteousness. So who would that be? Somebody who heard the word of God and believed it, and he was saved by his faith. Anybody know that name? Big, big name in the Old Testament. It's always safe to say God in the children's message. Congregation, Old Testament lesson said who? Abraham. Have you heard of that guy? Yeah, now they're going, oh yeah, we've heard of that in Sunday school. So Abraham lived very long ago, and God promised to bless him and to bless others through him. And Abraham heard that, and then he believed God. And then St. Paul said in Romans chapter 4 that he's the father of us all. So we have our dads, our Kevins and Nathans and Charles, and my dad is Jim. He's right over there. George Washington is the father of our country. Nobody said that at the other services. You are quite right. George Washington, we have many fathers, it turns out. The father of our faith, though, is Abraham, right? Abraham believed, and the Bible says that all those who believed after him are like Abraham. So here's the fun thing I want us to notice. God said to Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation. So how many people believe in Jesus as their Savior? How many is that? We don't know. What are you guys going to say? Go ahead. Don't know, right? How many is it? Give me an answer. Nobody knows. It's a big number, right? Maybe billions of people have believed. So God has promised to Abraham. That's what? It's a lot. 100 million? It might be more than that, but I think you're on to something pretty close, right? Yes, sir? Infinite? Well, it's probably not quite infinite, but it is a big number who believe like Abraham, our father. Yes, ma'am?
A lot.
That's exactly right. You did a good guess, absolutely. Thank you for helping us out. That's exactly right. It's a lot of people, 100 million or more. All right, okay, so we have our earthly dads, but the father of faith is Abraham, and so we often refer to him as the father of faith, right? And Paul says the father of us all. All right, thanks guys for coming up. Thanks for helping me out. And George Washington is the father of the country. Let's sing the hymn of the day.